Southwest IDEA, and she was one of 13 children, and she helped raise about 8 of them. And my dad was born in Monroe, Missouri, and then they moved here, and my grandfather homesteaded here, and so did my dad and mother. And then my grandfather moved to Montana and got on the Northern Pacific Railroad, and that's where they stayed until he was held up and murdered in 1932, Billings, Montana. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So your father was a farmer?
Well, my father, before he got on a...
Well, it was a postmaster, you mentioned.
No, that. He was a rural carrier.
Yeah, rural carrier, yeah.
Before he got on that, he was... The brothers had a ranch west of here, 9 miles, and the brothers are brothers to my dad's mother. And my dad rode for them on the ranch and until he and mom got married, and then they moved here to Idaho, and in just a short while, he established the rural route. And he mapped it all out and got it all lined out. And then I can't remember for sure, but it seemed like there was 8 or 10 people took the test, you know. And of course, it's a competitive test, but Dad ended up on top and got the route, and he kept it till his heart attack.
Kind of a pioneer in, right, mapping all that out. Like,
yeah. Uh-huh.
And your mother was just a housewife, worked as a housewife,
yeah,
primarily? Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, how about their education? How far did they get along in school?
Eighth grade. Both of them, eighth grade. Okay. And that was quite a feat in those days. Their eighth grade diploma was, you know, 3 feet long and 2 feet high.
It's funny how those things change, don't you?
Isn't
it's kind of equivalent to maybe what college is now,
yeah,
but it's
mm-hmm.
that was a lot of education in,
yeah,
those days.
And my mother walked 3.5 miles to school.
Mm. Now that was back over here?
Yeah, Southwest Idaho.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And just another question. They didn't belong to any, I asked you about clubs or social contacts. They didn't belong to any, did they?
Well, my dad, of course, was a Mason, mm-hmm, and he had been a modern woodman also. And, of course, my mother, they've got their little women's club, the mother's club, and the willing workers where they go with quilt and embroidery. And mom was vice chairman of the county for the Democratic Party.
Now, tell me your on your father's side of the family, what were his parents' names?
His mother's name was Ona, O-N-A, Ona, and his dad's name was George.
George.
Well, and it's not...
Is that...
No, E-N.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, it's a little different than you,
yeah,
see most...
Where is that from? What's the ethnic background of that? Where was... from, like,
well,
over in Europe?
It's Scotch-Irish.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. In fact, it's Scotch-Irish, and my grandmother, that's strictly Irish.
So they were originally from Ireland over in that?
Yeah, well, no, they weren't, but my grandmother's dad was from Ireland and ran away from home and shipped out as a cabin boy when he was, I think she said 10 or 12, and they were shipwrecked.
Huh.
And they had quite a time getting to the United States, I guess. And then he was a wagon maker, and he also built bridges.
Hmm.
In fact, he built the first bridge at Beecher Island, and it still was there up till about 5 years ago.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Lasted a long time, didn't it?
Sure did, yeah.
Where were they born, your father's parents? Do you know where they were born?
I'm not sure where my granddad was born. I think my grandmother was born somewhere around Jim, Kansas.
Okay.
Because I know when she was a little girl, she could remember the Indians.
Uh-huh.
She could, as she remembered the Indians, they weren't a hostile tribe. They came through in groups, but they would steal everything in sight, you know.
But they weren't necessarily
but they, no, they
violent.